If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision. Hello, and welcome to Hopeful Hints for Infertility, the show that provides short, hopeful hints on all things infertility to help you find peace, take back control, and fulfill your family vision. I'm your host, Tara Bradner, and today's Hopeful Hints are going to cover my top 10 questions to ask your reproductive doctor. I've created a free download for you that includes my top 10 list. Print this off, add your additional questions, and make sure to bring this with to your appointment. Link is located in show notes. Let's get started. We've all heard that knowledge is power, right? This is even more true when you're going through infertility. I truly believe that having your questions ready ahead of time is key to easing those nerves, feeling validated, and walking out of your appointments with confidence and moving forward with your plan of care. Knowing the steps can greatly help you manage those emotions that we all know arise when you have these appointments. And I just truly believe that you will walk into that appointment with more confidence, being prepared with these questions to empower you through this entire process. Let's dive in and review my top 10 questions. Question number one, will you be my main provider or will there be a rotation of multiple? This is really important to know early on, especially if you're one who specifically went to a clinic to see a particular provider to ensure that you're being overseen at all stages of your progress and course of treatment by that provider. Now, understand most times you will at some point, usually during a procedure, see an on-call provider because let's face it, no medical provider, including myself, can be on call at all times. But I think the important thing to keep in mind is who is the provider that is overseeing your protocol. Question two for our checklist, what tests are you ordering and why? I think that's self-explanatory, but this question is to empower you to be a patient advocate for yourself and will better help you understand every aspect of your treatment. If you don't understand something, ask. And if that becomes overwhelming for you, this is a good reason to seek a fertility coach that can help you understand and digest some of that medical jargon that gets thrown around during your appointment. Question three, what is your clinic success rate? Now, I have an entire podcast on this topic alone, but it's important to know this even before you start. However, if you are torn between one, two, or even three clinics, this is a great question to ask during your appointment to get a better understanding of their data and perhaps a little further insight into why that number might be what it is. Question four, where can I find the cost of care for each treatment? This is important to know early on, assuming that you are not covered by insurance. And even if you are, you need to make the most of that money because chances are it's a very limited amount or there's restrictions or lifetime caps on it. So being aware of costs of any and all treatment early on is really important to know. Question five, is your clinic open on weekends? And perhaps another way to word this is, do you have protocols or procedures in place to assist with needs that fall on the weekend. Now, certain clinics will schedule this and schedule your protocol specifically to land on certain dates because they only run cycles such as IVF on certain days of the month. However, even if your clinic operates around the clock, including weekends, you may not live in an area where you can always seek ultrasound or lab work on weekends. So it's important to know that they have things put in place to help you find a close by location for a clinic where you can seek those orders outside of their clinic. Question 6, do you support complementary services? What I mean by this is things such as acupuncture, supplements. Perhaps you're seeing a naturopathic provider in addition to your reproductive provider, massage, pelvic floor physical therapy, a fertility coach, all the things. Do they support this? Why or why not? I truly believe fertility needs to be approached from a team standpoint, and you can have multiple teammates when you go in to your treatment, no matter what you're doing, natural, medicated, IUI, IVF, your fourth round of IVF, a team approach to your care is best. If you think about it, there's many diseases. The one that comes to my mind is my diabetic patients. They have a nutritionist, they have a diabetic educator, they have nursing staff, they have us as a provider. Most diseases have a team approach. Your reproductive health care should too. Question number 7. Why did you recommend this step or this next step? This, again, is you being your own patient advocate. I believe you truly need to understand every aspect of them deciding your steps going forward. There will be more on this. I've talked about it often and we'll have podcasts coming out on it. But you need to understand that after so many rounds of certain treatments, protocols need to be changed, medications need to be changed, dosages, many things need to be evaluated before deciding should you remain on this treatment or should you move on to the next treatment. Ask this question. Question number 8, what emotional support materials or programs do you offer? Let's face it, the second we enter, especially a reproductive endocrinologist's office, our emotions and mental health have been taxed, and we need to make sure that we are taking care of that. If you're not aware, infertility is the fourth leading cause of trauma in women. This is hard, and you need to acknowledge these feelings, and we need to work with them as you move forward and take care of them. We need to nurture our feelings and emotions. One of my favorite is organic conceptions. I truly wish I would have had this program day one of being diagnosed with infertility. I do work with them, so you can see me over there in their community, but I truly just believe in what they do and that they truly support the emotional well-being of you and your spouse. Number 9, how many cycles of treatment would you recommend before trying another option? This is a vital question, especially once again, because we know either you have insurance coverage or you don't. And if you do, it's going to be limited more than likely. So knowing early on, this is a great way for you to advocate for your health care and just being fully involved in your treatment and knowing every aspect of why they have chosen that particular medication, protocol, or treatment for you. Question number 10 is, how will I get my questions answered? It is so hard to sit and wait for those phone calls or emails or messages in your portal systems to be answered. Knowing ahead of time what their average response rate is for returns is important. This is where I also like to insert the importance of a fertility coach. Oftentimes, we will be able to answer those questions for you or help navigate you through responding or creating your question to ask your healthcare provider or your fertility nurse at your clinic. I hope you found these questions to be helpful and, most importantly, to empower you moving forward with your treatment, whatever that may be. Remember, you can download my top 10 questions for you to ask your reproductive doctor. Link will be in the show notes. Add your additional ones that you may think of after listening to this. And join us next week for Hopeful Hints to bring you peace as you walk through your infertility journey.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.